You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hello, AfterBuzz fans. If you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And this also happens to be the last and final show for this season. Aww. I know. We had so much fun recapping the show with you guys for this season. And finally, we're down to the very last of, three-part reunion. So it's finally here. We want to remind you guys to make sure to check us out on iTunes. You can download the show for completely free, F-R-E-E. And we love it when you make your comments, whether they're good, bad, indifferent. We really encourage comments, and please rate us. We hope you rate us highly. And I think we've done a pretty good job throughout this season, you know, checking back in with your comments. I know some people, you know, haven't been happy with some things, but I think at the end of the day, it's all about our opinions and sharing our opinions with you and what you guys say to us. It really matters. So I think we've really tried our hardest to, you know, stay true to our fans and, you know, keep you guys coming back to listen. So let's go around the room real quick. I'm Deanna Vaughn, and across from me,
I'm Susan Hahn.
And I'm Adrian Vero.
And we're missing Giselle. She's our resident social media person, and she got stuck in the airport, so maybe Giselle will call in since this is the last show. But okay, let's dig in. This was part three of the reunion special. First time ever that they've had three episodes for a reunion, and I see why. This time, the men joined us, you know, and I have that as my topic, you know, the men speak.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm happy that this is wrapped up. I mean, I love the show. No, I mean, you know, I'm a fan. I'm sitting here every Monday night, sit here and talk about it, but it was exhausting. After the three, the third one, I was like, like a little sigh of relief, yeah. And no closure, unfortunately, but right. We'll get into all that.
Do you think this reunion warranted having three episodes? Do you think they could have stopped at two?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think the main enchilada was Kim D. I think we should have just brought out Kim D. And I wish that we saw more time with her.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to clarify things, but everybody was screaming. And I don't feel like Kim D's answers were clear.
Well, okay, let's skip to Kim D. She's definitely on the list for our topics tonight, but let's just dig right into it. So, and you're right, we only got to her within, the last 10, 15 minutes
right.
of the
Not
show?
Even.
Not even.
Right.
But what I thought was interesting is that Kim D basically acknowledged that Teresa did know that something was going to go down, but she didn't know exactly what was going to go down.
Right. What's the difference with Teresa knowing what's going to go down, along with Jacqueline knowing and Caroline knowing and even Lauren knowing? Because Jacqueline was saying, like, something's going to happen tonight. It doesn't involve me, as in Jacqueline, but something's going to go down.
I think the only difference with that is that we saw them all acknowledge Jacqueline and Caroline, and they were nervous at the dinner, whereas Teresa still played dumb, like she didn't know anything was going to go down, right?
And,
so I think that was the difference.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like Jacqueline was like, oh my God, I'm getting these texts, something's going to go down. They might have known the target, but they didn't know what was going to happen. So how can you warn someone something when they don't know? And then, like we said, Teresa, they both knew, but Teresa was like acting stupid about it. And then when Angela walked over, we said, perfect opportunity for you to jump in, because this is, you know, probably this is what was gonna go down.
Exactly.
After you had already been there for the spa, and it's just like that's where I draw the line.
Exactly. And just to add on to what you're saying, I think the difference is the fact that Jacqueline, Lauren, and Carolyn, like, they were being texted by somebody. We don't know who. Rumors are that
they know who.
But yeah,
they know
of course.
It was an anonymous text. They knew who right. was sending it to them.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. But they all were getting texts about, okay, something's going to go down. Mm-hmm. But according to them, they didn't know who it was involving. They just knew something was happening.
Listen, at the end of the day, I think all of these bitches are crazy. I think Teresa is the queen bee of crazy. But they all knew something was going to happen. Now, I think that Teresa has a big, big fault of the pie here. But I think all of them, they knew something was going to happen. Now, if they all want to claim innocence, they should have spoke up and said, you know, I'm getting these weird text messages.
Right.
Why was it only that Caroline was aware of it and Lauren was aware of it? How come Melissa didn't know and Kathy didn't know?
Well,
because it was about Melissa.
Right. But if I'm supposedly, like, I'm down for you and we're friends and I'm at a dinner table, I'm going to be like, listen, I don't know what's going down, but some shit's going to go down. I don't know who's the target, but...
I agree with you, but I think when it comes to, like, having some ownness and taking some accountability, I think I'd have to say 90% of it falls on Teresa because, let me just finish, because, first of all, she sat earlier in the day in that salon, and she already met that guy, Angelo. Mm-hmm. He came over, he was talking smack, and she even said, listen, that's my family, don't bring it up. She walked away, she came back, Kim D was continuing to talk about it, it made her uncomfortable. So when he came to that table, there was her opportunity to say, you know what, you need to go away, because she already knew. She met him earlier in the day, so I feel like the onus was completely on her.
Right.
And that's her family.
But I think that it's some part of Teresa wanted Melissa to get exposed. I think she wanted to somehow, not somehow, but kind of wanted to put these rumors, so to say, to rest, whether they're true or not. And, you know, it's just, I think she wanted her to be exposed. But at the end of the day, Teresa belongs in a Looney Tune. She's a Looney Bin.
She's
sorry.
Crazy.
She's crazy. She's crazy. She's swearing on her father's life that she didn't call Melissa a stripper when, let's just fast forward a couple episodes. Yes, you were calling her a stripper.
Right.
So it's just, she clearly lost her mind. She clearly lost her mind.
Delusional. Mm-hmm. It was so frustrating for me to see there and sit there and watch Teresa just lie after lie after lie. And I think that's why Melissa, we were all commenting on her demeanor in this. Melissa seemed very kind of conservative throughout this whole thing. She wasn't really throwing too many digs. She wasn't being very vocal and loud like Teresa was.
Yeah.
And I know you mentioned because maybe she deep down knew that she was being exposed and she really was a stripper, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
But, or I think she just was like, I think she just, I want to say more mature than that. This is so catty, things they were talking about. And Joe Judy's talking about the tools. Like, this is so, talking about Richie's lack of shoulders. Like, what are you even saying? Like, you're making no sense. It's catty. It's high school to me. And I think Melissa was, like, somewhat over that. I think she's ready to put this behind her. And what bothers me the most is that the whole thing, like, we were laughing about Kim D and how she was just so honest, too. And because, like, yeah, Susan was getting a kick out of that. And, like, you know, I hate her. I hate her because I think that's so malicious that anyone could even do that to anybody. And, I mean, at least you're admitting to it. I guess I can respect your honesty to a degree, but I can't respect what you did to her. This is horrible. Like, this is, whether it's true or not, if she's a stripper or not, why would you bring that up? Like, what if somebody aired your dirty laundry?
Well,
I don't like that.
Here's what I thought was interesting since we're bringing up Kim D's comments. She says, you know, when Andy point blank asked her, you know, what was Teresa's involvement at the fashion show, she said, you know, she was a little revengeful because apparently something happened between Melissa and Kim D. Melissa was promoting some other store.
Which was that even done purposely?
Name.
Like, we don't even know.
Then she said, you know, sometimes things just fall in my lap. Like, I thought that was just a bunch of bullshit.
You know
what?
I love her. She's so crazy. She's so ghetto. She's, like, out of her effing mind. She can't even close her mouth shut because she has so much, like, Botox or fillers or I don't know what you call it. But I love her. I think she's crazy. And she was like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't call it setting up. I would call it
convenient. So what does that mean?
Oh, my God. I wanted to
She's
slap
just
her.
So crazy.
It, like, broke my heart for Melissa, though, because, like, you know, it's just, I don't like that.
You know, but at the end of the day, though, Melissa and George.
You just combined Joe and Gorga.
Joe Gorga. They're such a good place. They're so happy. He's so cute. I mean, she looks fantastic. He supports her. He is going to bat for her. And he's like, listen, I will move you and my family away from my sister and her craziness because I can and because I love you guys so much, like my family. So, you know, we shouldn't boohoo so much on them. I think Teresa really needs to get help. And I think at the end of the day, Melissa should own up and admit that she was a stripper. I'm sorry, but I'm sticking to it.
See, I don't. I'm totally the other way. I feel like whatever she did, she does not owe it to anyone to speak about it. She now has a reputation for being a loving wife, for whatever people view her as now, and that's not fair to bring up the past to me. I don't think that if she wants to come forward with that information, she's more than welcome to. But have somebody force that on you is not okay.
Right.
It's just, it's wrong, especially knowing the relationship that they'd already had. Right. It's not like, and that's just something that maybe she is ashamed of, even if she did do it. It's just something that she should not have to own up to if she doesn't want to. What do you think, Dee?
I don't know. Let's move on to next topic. I got to gather my thoughts. Okay.
We're going to come back to this.
Yes,
you know that.
We are going
to
come back to this. Moving on, let's talk about Caroline. And I said this kind of in the very beginning. I thought, now I know that this season Caroline hasn't, you know, made a lot of friends. You know, she's made more enemies, especially when it comes to the viewers, mm-hmm. I think. People have seen a different side of her. But one thing I have to you know, give her credit for is she owns her shit. And at the very beginning, installment of the reunion, she even said, you know what? I wasn't great this season. I didn't like my behavior. I watched myself. She didn't give excuses. She owned her shit. And then at the very beginning, she talked about how, like, the whole comments back and forth with Teresa and their marriage, mm-hmm. and she owned it. And that's when we saw her and Joe Giudice get into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What was more, Joe getting into it with her?
Right, but like,
you're a know-it-all.
I have to, like, if I had to give points in this situation, like, I love that she owns her shit, unlike Teresa, who can't be accountable for anything that she does.
This is a Caroline that we know and love. She mm-hmm. has proven to us again at this reunion show. She was calm, cool, collective. She had composure. She was classy. This is a Caroline that we know and love and we respect. So I'm so happy that she showed her true self again. And you're right. She did own up to it. Now, Teresa's a lost cause. Like, I really don't know what else to say about her. Now, I've gotten a lot of heat for, you know, backing her up, defending her. I saw a different side of her when she was on the Celebrity Apprentice. And I just saw a different side of her. I've really felt for her. Mm-hmm. Towards the end of the season and this reunion show, I mean, bitch has gone crazy. And it's sad. It's not like a haha, it's funny, because she's a mother of four. Mm-hmm. And these girls are going to see these episodes when they grow older, if not already.
Right.
And it's going to make sense to them as they get older. And this is sad. It's a sad situation. I call me crazy, but her husband is cheating on her.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yes. And not only is he cheating on her, but I think they have some type of arrangement.
I think
she knows. I think because of the show, because of the celebrity, because of them being a spotlight for the sake of their families, I think they just put on a happy face and do what they have to do. I do.
And that's the saddest way to live.
It really
is. I don't think that she's doing anything else. I think it's all him. I don't think that. I think she's dedicated to the image, dedicated to the kids, dedicated to the house. And I do think she's dedicated to him still. Yeah. I think there's no love lost there. I think maybe she's just accepted that he might do this, if anything. Otherwise, she's pretty dumb.
Well, when would she have time? She's got four kids. She's written all these books.
Right.
She did Celebrity Apprentice. She's promoting her books. She's promoting the show. When does she runs her house, because I know firsthand, I've been told that, like, she has no nannies. She runs her house. She cooks. She cleans. She raises her girls. So when does she have time to cheat?
Right. Actually,
I don't know.
And I don't even know about any of that. I feel like, man, I heard that comment that her mom's the one that cooks and she takes the pictures for her cookbooks or whatever. Mm-hmm. I believe that. I definitely believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think that Teresa's all she's cracked up to be. She's not the brightest bulb, like, out there. You hear what she says? Heckle and jive. Like, again?
Again? I know.
Come on. And the blogs, like, that word, I don't even remember the word.
Napalm.
There you go.
Well, first of all, she's not writing her blogs.
Right. No, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to give her credit for that she's a great mother and does this, this, and this. I do think she probably has nannies. I do think she probably has. I don't know. I don't think she's all.
Well,
she's
I got in. I got inside.
Oh, you yes, oh, I have inside. Some of you have inside information.
Yeah, ooh. I got inside.
Summing this up, and in no way am I defending her or trying to even. Well, maybe I'm just trying to understand where all this madness is coming from. I think she. That's her little brother, and that her husband. We know how much she loves, adores, and respects her husband. She looks up to this man like he is God. Now. You know, her husband is the one that kind of showed her brother the ropes and kind of, like, brought him into this business. And then we see little brother succeeding way above and beyond any of their expectations. And, you know, Joe Giudice has his legal problems. And you see Joel Gorga just continually just climbing that ladder of success. And that's jealousy because she wants her husband to succeed. Right. She wants her brother to succeed, just not more than them. And then here comes this young, beautiful wife of his. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she wants something. She wants something. She wants her to fail, but she's not. So she, it's, this is like driving her crazy. You know, and this show was her only kind of like.
It was hers.
And then they come along. It's like, oh my God, now you're going to take this away. And she just went crazy. She lost it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think I said this last week. I mean, I get it. She didn't like the fact that her family came on here to steal the spotlight away from her. But this is the second season. Get over it. Right. It is what it is. Get over it. You got your books. You did Apprentice. You're doing all this shit. Move on. Get over it. It is what it is.
Right. I mean, I think now she realizes it is what it is. But I think for the past two seasons, she was just like, how the hell am I going to expose my family? How am I going to make them the bad guys?
Yeah, it was definitely premeditated.
I want them to be so miserable that they leave the show. Mm. Or you know what I mean?
Or that the show maybe even gets canceled.
And that's what I'm saying. I think like blew up in her face. I think she was trying to plot everything without really getting caught because, you know, she's like, well, we were fine before you got on the show. And Joe's like, no, we weren't.
They had issues.
I think that her game plan just blew up in her face.
And even Melissa's saying that the guys had issues when she came in 10 years ago. And Teresa's still denying that. It's like, we see it. We see the problems. Like, we know that didn't just come from last year.
Well, let's talk about some of these problems. Yeah. So Andy actually, in the very beginning, he just cuts to the chase. Andy, he asks Joe about, you know, the whole jail thing, about his whole situation, the license and all that kind of stuff. And the whole going away versus going to jail, that whole thing pops up again. Semantics, you know, I don't see what the big fucking deal is, but whatever. But what do you guys think about the fact that Teresa got really upset at Melissa and Jacqueline and basically everybody else basically saying, I told you not to talk about, you know, our legal situation, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Andy even said it, but it's all over the magazines.
But how much of it was exposed in the magazines?
Enough where everybody else knew. So why is it a big deal that her family talks about it?
Because it's okay for her to talk about it, but it's not okay for anybody else to. I mean, that's just, she's just double standards.
But it's a national magazine.
I mean,
so how are you going to get on your family for talking about it when?
Because she can, because it makes them look bad, and like, and it's not fair. That's what everything she does is just for.
But you know, maybe she did. Maybe she had to. Maybe it was going to get exposed one way or the other, and she was like, "I'd rather I expose it than somebody else breaking the news that my husband's going to go to jail." And
I get it.
And I think maybe she revealed as little as possible, but with the family digging in, maybe that's where she was like, listen, I send my piece, and that's all I wanted to say. We should have just left it at that. I don't know, because I'm thinking, why else is she like blowing her lid?
Well, because Andy even said it. He said he first heard about the whole situation because he read it in InTouch magazine.
Right, but it could also be either you expose it or we're going to expose it for you.
But so far, the other cast members haven't exposed Teresa publicly in a magazine where she has come out and thrown jabs at them. And they even were said, they said, oh, well, you're not getting asked to do anything. And Caroline's like, believe me, we get asked to do it. But they, they have morals. I think they pick and choose, kind of. And you know, even Caroline, like, her husband was working. I think he didn't really want to come.
I agree.
I think he didn't want to come anyway.
That's not his scene.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. But at the same time, these people are working for... They're not going to really risk, I don't think, their complete morals for money. Whereas Teresa's like balls to the wall, whatever
it
takes.
Well, she had to. She's bankrupt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's got to make that paper.
Yeah, she's going to make that dollar out of 15 cents.
Those little jazz saying about how Jacqueline has asked Chris for money and everything. Like, I'm sorry, but in most relationships, if the guy is whatever works for you and your dynamic with finances, you know? I mean, if she has to ask her husband for money, it's like, it's not like there's a problem with that. And Teresa's like setting it out to make it look like, you know, she's trying to dig things up out of nowhere.
I definitely agree that Teresa was taking a lot of jazz,
Lots.
But I think all the women were. It's not just her.
I think they had it. I think they were like, you know what? If you're going to keep dishing, I'm going to dish back.
You know, in the first reunion, the first part, you see Caroline really just going at it with her.
Yeah.
And then you see Caroline just taking a step back because this is a Caroline that we know and love. She's too good for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear just shit from Kathy, you hear the years of suppressed anger coming from Jacqueline. You hear Melissa going, it's just, it's too much. It's like, shame on you women. Like, Caroline said it best. She goes, you know, when we look back at this reunion, there's going to be a lot of things that we're not going to like about ourselves. And you know what? I hope they look at it, and I hope that they're so ashamed, and that this is embarrassing. Like, they're all mothers.
Mothers, their daughters, and their wives.
And then I don't know who was saying this is a family show. There is nothing family about this.
I know.
They need to all kind of like bring it down a little bit, take a step back, and then reevaluate what's important. Yeah, okay, you know what? Teresa is psychotic. She messed up. I mean, beyond. But then let it go. Just let it go, you know? I mean, just
let
move
it go
on
in the sense of like move just on move together on with your or move on separately.
Separately. Yeah. Well, you don't have to keep telling me you're over me. If you're over me, bye. I don't have to keep telling you.
I think
you,
the
like,
show is what had to keep them talking about this. I think if they had it their way, they haven't talked in a year. I don't think they would have talked.
Yeah, well, you're right.
So I think that's why it was so, there's so much built up and like, okay, you know, some of them are taking the approach like, I'm going to sit back because I don't care. I haven't talked to you this long. I'm not going to talk to you now. Right. And then there's the people that are like, oh, well, she's here in my face. Like, I want to yell at her now.
Right, of course.
So it's like so many emotions.
Well, okay. Speaking of, you know, feuds and fights and stuff like that, Jacqueline, she grew up a big set of balls on this reunion. She had a lot to say. What do you guys think about that? Like, every other, like, moment, I feel like she was just chiming in and, you know, she was pointing a finger. She was getting loud. She was raising her voice. She was getting into it. And I don't think we've ever seen Jacqueline like this. Like, what do you think? Like, where do you think this came from?
Well, she just said it. Adrian just said it best. I think, like, it was, they haven't seen each other in over a year.
True.
I think it was just built up, like, anger, resentment. Mm-hmm. Like, just, it's all bottled up. But you don't have to make a good point. I mean, not I have to make a good point. Caroline made a good point. You can't have this much anger without having love.
Love.
Mm-hmm. And
I agree.
So you know at the end of the day, these women all care about each other deep inside. There's a lot of shit that they need to get through. Mm-hmm. But if Teresa was to pass away tomorrow, knock on wood, or something, or she was in an accident in the hospital, you best believe they're all going to be there.
Absolutely. I don't doubt that for a second.
Yeah.
Let's move on to a little pole dancing. So that's been the rumor this whole entire season. And I think it's funny because we keep going back and forth. And Teresa claims she never said Melissa's a stripper. We all know that that's untrue.
It's not true.
It's a rumor. I said rumor.
When she freaks out, it's like, oh, my God.
But I think
kiss my ass, kiss my titties.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Oh my God.
But I think this final episode, this is where the truth comes out, because even Joe Gorga says, okay, she's a stripper. Now what? Move on. So, and look how, well, first of all, look at Melissa's body language, you know, when that whole stripper thing came out. And then Joe Giudice, him saying, how'd you meet your wife? Like,
and he was a Chippendale.
Yes, in college. He admitted that he was a Chippendale.
But you know, this is how double standard this world is, because when Joe Gorga admitted that he is a stripper, it's like, yay!
Oh
my God, that's so awesome. How much did you make? You know, you stripped during college. What was your outfit like? It was an elephant trunk. It's like a G-string, you know? And then someone made a comment. I bet you Teresa was sniffing that. Like, that's just...
Ew.
That was very...
Hear that.
Someone was like, I bet you, like, sniffed it or something. And I was like...
Really?
Disgusting.
Well, because she's, like, obsessed with her brother.
Exactly. But, you know, if a woman was a stripper, like, you're right. It doesn't matter. And it's... if I have a past. You have a past. Yeah. Everybody has a past. And you're right. It's no one else's business. But theirs. Mm-hmm. And if I don't want to fess up to it, it's none of your effing business.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, listen, whether you were or were not a stripper, I don't know. I wouldn't be squirming in my seat if I wasn't a stripper.
Oh, but then it's like...
She was squirming for sure.
She was,
and
she was
uncomfortable.
And her
body language was very...
But it's also like, what if... I mean, just the fact that this is out there, she knows that everyone's watching her so closely under this microscope.
Right.
And she was there. She was a bartender. She admitted that. at least, you know? So she knows that she was there, so people are, like, assuming. It's just an uncomfortable, annoying situation that she didn't even put herself in.
But then she goes, there's no pictures. Because you're right. 8 or 10 years ago, 11 years ago, we didn't have camera phones.
Yeah, iPhone didn't exist.
iPhones didn't exist, and you're not allowed to take pictures at a strip club.
Right.
Oh, that's right. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to take a picture.
So she could have gotten, like, oh my.
I mean, you know what? I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. Who cares?
Right.
This was 10 years ago. And if her husband accepts her for who she is and he knows who she is and how he met her, then why does it matter to anybody else?
Right.
You know?
It doesn't. But
it shouldn't.
But the ones that are saying that it doesn't matter are what's her name? Melissa and Joe, but they're so upset about it.
Like, it is. That's upsetting. Well, that's tarnishing your reputation.
I understand that.
Possibly.
But, now I got to get something personal right now. Like, when I first met my husband, he has a sister. We didn't always get along. Like, she had spread some nasty, nasty rumors about me. And it was not true. Mm-hmm. And I have a temper, and I know how to flip a table or two myself. Yes. But at the end of the day, I wasn't any of those things. So, mm-hmm. You know what? Sticks and stones, kiss my ass, bitch. Let's move on. And mm-hmm. At the end of the day, she was the one like, boo. You know, I'm trying to, like, take her down. It didn't work. Well, and I was
good.
Like, bye.
Good for you.
Do you know what I mean?
Awesome.
So, but I wasn't squirming when, you know, even his parents confront, they asked me, and I was like, oh, you're bye. Like, that's the dumbest shit. Can I have some more wine, please? Like, let's move on.
I know.
You know
but
what I mean?
A lot of people can't handle it like that. Like, that's, I give you a lot of credit for that because, oof.
But, I mean, but it was ridiculous things. Like, probably, like, near that caliber of that bullshit that being called a stripper. But it's just like, you know what? It's like, if I know my truth, he knows my truth, okay, let's keep it moving.
I know, but now blast that on TV.
Okay, I'll be like, okay, dumb. Let's move on.
And then, they keep bringing it up. Like,
then I'll be like, oh, like, it just doesn't matter, though. If it's not true, it's not true.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I wouldn't... There's no point in defending something when you know your truth and when you know there's nothing to defend.
Right.
So what was that comment, though? Because we kind of had to rewind.
From Joe?
From Joe. I feel like the viewers picked up on that, too. It's kind of like, well, she was a stripper, so what? Move on. Now, was that just being like, okay, like, Teresa, let me give you your, here you go. Let me just give this to you now. What was that?
I feel like, and it's funny, because I didn't catch that the first time I watched it. I only caught it the second time, and then we rewound it. I feel like she was, and I don't know, there's two different ways to look at it. You could see it as he was just saying, okay, Teresa, yeah, she was a stripper, let's move on. But I feel like he wouldn't have said that if it weren't true. Because they've been skirting around it the whole time. And then you could see Melissa's body language. Mm-hmm. She just looked so uncomfortable.
She's just like always like.
And she's like, why does it matter? He's saying, why does it matter? And he even throws his dirty laundry out to say, I was a Chippendale. So I feel like he had his wife's back at that moment, which I really, I like to see that. He had his wife's back. He revealed something about himself. You're right. There is a double standard when it comes to that. Because when it's a man, nobody cares. But when it's a woman with children, oh, suddenly it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when he threw that out there, I think that it was true. What do you think?
I feel like after all that, though, that's how he's going to reveal it. It's like, I mean, unless it was just so subtle, he did that purposely to make people to then later on be like, well, I did say it. I don't know. Like,
okay, let's rewind a little bit. When this first broke out, she said that, I was a bartender at a gentleman's club. I mean, there's rich, classy men. I mean, I would be stupid not to work there.
It looks like we have a phone call.
Oh,
who's
yay.
Calling in? Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello. Are you there?
Well, we'll try him again.
Okay. Do you know who it was, Marissa? Was it Giselle?
No, I didn't. I think it might have been Giselle.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, we'll wait for the caller to come back. But moving on,
what I was saying was, I'm sorry, that she said that she knew exactly what she was doing. She's working at a gentleman's club because she knows that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
And she was putting herself through school. She played it smart. I mean, she knew exactly what she was doing. Now, she might have not been a resident stripper, but maybe she's done the pole once or twice. That still makes you
maybe
a stripper.
Maybe she was a sub. Okay, Candy 123 couldn't show up tonight. So Melissa, can you take her place?
You know, you just never know.
Yeah,
you
I know.
I wouldn't be surprised if there is evidence that's going to show up sooner.
Oh,
or later.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope that with this final episode of the season finale, I hope that we can finally put that issue to bed, because I don't get what the point of if we do prove it.
who cares?
I know, that's the thing is, once you do prove it, does it make everyone be like, oh, okay, Teresa, now we say, no, because bottom line, you were still premeditated, you were dirty, and you're a bitch.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything. So it doesn't even matter. It really doesn't. Yeah. And that's why it's just like, let's move on. And if I was Melissa, I'd get the F out of there, too. I don't even care. At this point, no.
What do you guys think about them moving? What do you think about that?
I mean, these are kids. Like, these are children. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I was fortunate enough to grow up with, like, all of my cousins. There was 20 of us. Oh, and, wow. You know, that was my childhood. That was what I remember. And I'm sure my mom and her, my aunties, I'm sure they threw down a few times here and there. They cussed each other out. Mm-hmm. But I grew up with my cousins. You know, those are my friends.
How far away is she saying she's moving, though?
Like, well, basically, well, it sounds like they're not going to be, like, in the same school district. Yeah.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
So, I mean, I was in the same school district as my cousins, but I still got to see them and whatnot, you know. And some of them even lives in Colorado, but we saw them every year. So, and I still am really close with them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's for the sake, sometimes you might... They need their space, for sure. So I'm all about them, you know. I don't, for the kids' sake, I don't see it being a problem as long as they still have somewhat of a relationship with the kid, with their cousins. I think it's okay.
But it sounds like
time will be able to at least heal that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like your brothers or your sisters or your cousins, they're the first friends you guys ever make in life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just think that could because they get along so well. And it was so pressed earlier when Melissa said, you know, what's her daughter's name?
Antonia.
She doesn't have any sisters, you know? She has two boys and one daughter, and she goes, she doesn't have any sisters. I would love for them to have, like, the Judice's daughters to be like her sisters.
She's got four female cousins.
Yeah. And it's sad because...
Well, then she even made a comment kind of saying that she doesn't want them to be not just around Teresa, but around the girls. Yeah. Did you guys pick up on that?
Yeah, because they don't want her to be bullied.
Right. And I think that it's weird. And I know it's like cousins and that's what happens sometimes. But I'm almost, I mean, the way the girls act, like mimicking Melissa, it's like they know that that's the way they're going to do it to Antonia. And I don't blame Melissa for wanting to protect her.
Exactly.
It's family's family. But, you know, when you have a woman like Teresa, who's the mother of the raising these kids to be the way they are, it's not going to change them because they're that young. They're very influenced.
Well, that's exactly the point I was going to make. I think Melissa is doing this because she's seen that footage now. Yeah. She's seen the footage of when they were headed to Beatstock and they were in the car, and both of the girls, you know, Melania
Melissa
and Gia.
Stinks.
Yeah, they were mocking her. Yeah. Oh, Melissa stinks. And she saw how Joe and Teresa didn't correct it, and they laughed. So I don't blame her either.
Yeah,
why would you want your kids around
that? Like, little girl and, like, her two little sons. Like, you wouldn't want them being pushed around by anyone, let alone your own family. We have a caller?
Oh, we have a caller? Hello?
Hello? Is this for Real Housewives in New Jersey?
Yes.
Hi.
Who is this?
I'm from Tucson. My name's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Thanks for calling in.
Hey. Oh, my God. I watched this show. I watched it for Bad Girls Club. I watched it for New Jersey. I'm sorry. I'm a little excited because now I'm, like, on the air. People are going to listen to me, and I'm probably going to listen to myself sound like a total dumbass. I'm sorry. Am I allowed to say F?
Yes, yes girl, honey. You can drop the F.
Oh, my God. New Jersey. Okay. I have to admit, I didn't exactly see part three.
Okay.
But I have a lot to say.
Okay, go. The floor is yours.
Okay. What is wrong with Teresa?
Right?
What isn't wrong with Teresa?
I liked her in the first two seasons, but, like, what happened to her? She went crazy, and then she's, like, trying to blame Jacqueline. And I saw a little, because she's trying to blame Jacqueline. She's trying to blame Melissa. She's, like, trying to blame her from, like, the littlest things. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, why? I mean, why? Like, because at first I kind of felt sorry for her, like, in the beginning of season three, but then, like, continuing on, especially at the end of, like, season four, it's like, what's wrong with you? Like, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Girl, fame got to her head.
Fame and jealousy.
Yeah, fame got to her head because she just, once she started getting popular and she went on Celebrity Apprentice, if you notice, that's when things, like in her cookbooks, that's when things started going downhill with her relationships with all the other women. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not accountable for anything.
Mm-mm. It's Teresa's world. We're all living in it.
Right.
And you know, the thing is like, with Melissa, at least she said, like, you know, I'm sorry. And she, like, you know, she stopped. Because in the beginning, like, I think, like, they were kind of, like, nitpicking at each other. But then when Melissa said, okay, let's be family, blah, 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 she was, like, she was stopping it. But then Teresa just kept going on and on. And it's, like, you're losing your fans. no one's starting to like you anymore.
No, and I agree with that. I think at first there was a Team Melissa, Team, even on this table in here, was Team Melissa, Team Teresa. I think now people kind of see that Melissa's coming out, you know, for the win. I mean, yeah. There's, like, Teresa's crazy. I think we can all realize that.
Teresa has a ghostwriter. Yeah. She needs a publicist, someone to clean up her mess.
She needs somebody to clean up her image. She needs somebody to be her mouth.
Sorry. Yes.
And then it's like the thing, and I saw one clip with like when Teresa, I think it was like Teresa and Melissa, they were talking to, I think it was about like the dad thing when Teresa brought up the parents, but she shouldn't bring up the parents, especially on TV.
Right.
And then it was like, and then I didn't like how Jacqueline decided she wanted to butt in the conversation.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that one.
Right. Yeah, I was, you know, I feel like Jacqueline's kind of like, she likes to butt in. It's like you tell her things. But I kind of agree with, like, Teresa with that. Like, you know, like, it's not your family. It's not your problem.
Yeah.
Stay out of it. So, why bring yourself in it?
Hey, Joanne.
Then you look.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm done.
Oh, no. I wanted to ask your opinion. We want to know how you feel about Caroline this whole season. Like, did you like her before in previous seasons? Like, what did you think about her this season?
I like Caroline, but I can kind of see why people think she's a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially like in season one with like Danielle, like I feel like she does try to control, especially with Jacqueline. Like she wouldn't let Jacqueline talk for some of the segments. And it's just like, why, like let her talk. Like she is like a grown ass woman. She's probably like in her early 40s. Like let her say her opinion.
Right.
And it's just, you know, but I feel like she does, like, because I guess, like, because she's the matriarch.
Yeah.
She's trying, you know, she wants, you know, to be the matriarch and wants to be in power. But sometimes it's like, don't.
Yes.
Right.
And we have another question for you really quickly. Do you think that Melissa was a stripper in the past?
Okay, that I kind of, because here's the thing, I love Melissa, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. But she does kind of, like, when you mention it, she kind of freaks out about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, she just freaks out, and it kind of makes you wonder, like, are you trying to hide something?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, if you're not trying to hide something, you just don't care.
I wonder what her stripper name was.
Coco Chanel.
Oh, geez. Oh, no, I totally agree with you. Every time the subject comes up, just her body language from tonight was just like, look at her eyes, look at the way she just kind of got defensive.
Yeah, like, look at her, like, she kind of, like, squirms and she freaks out, and it's like, don't freak out about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, if she was, like, it doesn't matter. Like, just, it doesn't get, like, her husband was one, I heard, Chippendales.
Right, yeah, he did say that. And we were talking earlier about just the whole double standard thing, so...
So it's like, you know, it's like, if you were, then, you know, just admit it. But,
exactly.
I mean,
own it. Own it.
If you're not and you're freaking out so much about it, just don't.
Right. Another question for you, Joanne, because we are having fun dishing with you, girl. what do you think about Kim D coming on and, like, Teresa's whole part in the setup? Like, do you think she was really part of it or no?
Well, like Kim, like Teresa being a part of it, I do think Teresa was kind of a part of it, but like I think I forgot who mentioned it, but they don't think that Teresa's very smart to come up with something like that.
Yeah, Susan said that.
Because like let's face it, Teresa says ingredients. Like she's not the brightest tool in the box. Okay,
right.
Like I'm smart. Like I'm smarter than her, and I'm in college right now. I'm 18 years old, 18 year old freshman, and I'm just smarter than Teresa. Like it's really sad, and it's just like so. I do feel like she was kind of a part of it in a way. Like maybe. Not to, like, maybe she didn't know, like, the extent, but she had an idea.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't, like, totally, like, in the, like, you know, deer in headlights about it. Like, she knew something
was up, right?
Yeah.
Totally. That's what we think, too. And, I don't know, one last question. So, how do you feel about, Dina and Caroline and Chris's relationship with each other? Because obviously we're missing something when it comes to that. Like, do you think they will reconcile? Like, what do you think?
Well, they're family, and, you know, they don't seem like they're as crazy as Teresa, because I still have my doubts on that family.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with them, I think, like, in a moment of time, because I'm hoping Dina will see Teresa for how she's acting. So hopefully they will reconcile, because, I mean, they're family.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Joanne. We really appreciate it. You are so much fun. Where were you the rest of this season, huh?
I'm sorry. I just discovered this whole AfterBuzz thing late. I'm excited.
Well, tell your friends, girl. Well, you know what? We're going to be on, this crew, we're going to be on for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So if you watch that, be sure
to. Oh, I love that show.
Yay. All right. So download us and start watching and definitely call in. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, thank you so much for listening to
me. Of course. Thanks for calling, Joanne.
Okay,
go study. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, how nice was that?
That's awesome.
Thank you, Joanne in college, who's 18.
And it's cool that her opinion kind of matched what we were thinking.
I know.
So hopefully everybody else out there is kind of like, you know,
love it.
It's all bringing the same ideas.
I love it. Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good. So let's, here's something that we haven't really covered. Just the same question I just brought up to Joanne, the caller.
The Dina one?
Just the Dina, yes. Caroline, Kristing. Now, I didn't realize, I mean, I guess maybe it's obvious, writing's on the wall. I didn't realize Chris's relationship with Dina was on the outs either.
I didn't.
So what do we think that's about?
I don't know. Now, is it because Jacqueline's involved in this? Or, I don't know. That was very...
That surprised me.
And you know what I'm really even weirded out about is that none of this has come to the surface, considering how much they throw each other under the bus,
yeah.
And that Manzo family business is like somehow not being exposed. But Teresa knows.
And that's why I'm saying she's not saying anything.
How is that possible?
Well, here's the thing. I think, because my inside sources have told me this too, but I think at the end of the day, all of these women have dirt on each other. All of them.
Yes, of course they do.
Because they're family, because they're friends. These aren't created relationships. It's all real. They all have dirt on one another, like hands down. So I think... You know, I think a lot of them hold back. Because we even heard, like, Joe Giudice at one point saying to Jacqueline, oh, be careful what you say. And you know what I mean? Because, oh, that's another thing that we didn't bring up is the whole rumor if Chris Larita cheated on Jacqueline. Because Teresa tried to bring that up.
I think cheated on current engaged. I think
cheated on his former relationship meeting her.
Right.
Because that's what Joe Giudice said earlier,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Which I'm sorry, but how long have they been married for and how many kids do they have? What's done is done.
Dirt is dirt. A skeleton in the closet is, I don't care how old
it is. It's money.
Yeah, it is. Because look at what we're talking about with Melissa and being a stripper.
Right.
That was 10 years ago.
So that's what I'm saying. How is nothing being exposed about Dina and Caroline and Teresa and all that? Weird. And you have to imagine that Kim D knows something, too.
Oh, Kim D.
She's best friends. She's butt buddies with Teresa.
Of course.
They said it. So,
I'm sorry. I kind of love Kim D. She's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
She's so, like, she's just like, what the F are you talking about, woman?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess she's like my, like, Joe, Judy, Jay.
Yeah.
Like, I hate Joe because he's so rude, but
outrageous.
He's, like, so funny.
And so rude. It's so appalling that she's just like, her face is like, hello.
It just falls in my lap. It falls in my lap. Bees in a trap.
Bees in a trap.
Sorry.
I love her. I think she's crazy.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, well, I don't know if we're ever going to find out about this, though, to be honest with you. It's been, this beef has been going on for quite some time. Whenever Dina left the show.
Yeah.
So 2 or 3 seasons, years. So I don't know if it'll ever come out.
Can we also touch on the guys real quick?
Sure.
Because I feel like we kind of went over. Now, Chris Larita is a class act. Like, he
boss.
Is such...
Great boss.
Yes.
I love
like,
him.
Bow down. Like, he's
people
just,
listen.
People listen. And he's just like, listen, Teresa, I didn't come on here to badmouth you or bash you. He is so neutral. He is so just level-headed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he is just wonderful. I love him.
Yeah.
I
like him, too. He definitely has his head screwed on straight. I think he is a good influence for Jacqueline because sometimes Jacqueline
gets caught up.
She gets caught up. She gets emotional. And I think, just like you were saying earlier, like, they've had all this time to brew and fester since the show ended versus the reunion, and she just, woo!
Not to mention, during this year that they didn't speak, look at all while this was airing, the blogs were being written, magazines were coming out. So that's adding fuel to the fire, too.
Right,
like,
yeah.
They even mentioned that Kathy or Richie said that, you know, they're bashing or bullying Kathy in her blogs, and she's like, well, no, I didn't. And then they're like, in your blogs, not in the show. And they're like, well, that was after I watched the show.
It's stupid like, shit. Yeah.
Same thing, dude.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Totally.
Again, I said this before. At the end of the day, these three are family. Kathy, Teresa, and Melissa. And, you know, I know that some families they're okay with just being, you know. But I don't think that this is the case for this family. I think that they do love each other, and I hope that they work it out.
Well, before we, you know, start to wrap all of this up. One more like thing I want to hit on is at the very end, Joe Gorga basically calls his sister out and says, listen, own what you did. Own it. I know you said it. You said it to mommy and daddy.
own it. If you say it right now, we will forgive you. We will love you. Own it. And what does Teresa, here again, Teresa has another opportunity to be accountable.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
To, you know, to come straight with everything that she said. And of course, you know, when you lie like that, you forget your lies and think they're true.
Yeah.
And she's still, she sticks to her story.
And first of all, really, can you not say mommy and daddy that many times in one?
Mommy, like, daddy!
Yeah,
oh my God!
But
I didn't
like
that.
We can see that she definitely has some mental issues because she says it with such conviction.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
She needs some help. She's just like, I swear, you know.
yeah, she does. And it's like a Melania. It's like a 4-year old.
And it's like, my goodness, woman, calm down. Oh, but man. I hope she gets help, and I hope that you know, she.
Yeah, I guess I'll. I don't know if you're. Are you going to go into news? Do you have news and gossip or anything, or what are you getting into?
We got some predictions.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Because I think in my prediction,
we'll get to it.
I was kind of touching on that about, you know, Teresa and what she's going to do and everything. Yeah. But I have a prediction about Melissa that I'll get to after.
But yeah, real quick before we get into predictions, this is a long season. Like, what was your favorite moment of the season? We'll just go around.
The Napa trip. I love seeing them together.
The positive. Yeah. I know, because I'm trying to think back. I'm like, it seems repetitive. Fighting. Teresa, mm-hmm. Jacqueline. Oh, my God. Like, overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I think seeing, like, the happy moments and seeing the Manzo brothers, they'll, you know, doing their thing. And the mm-hmm. Blackwater and, mm-hmm. you know, seeing the Napa trip. That was definitely.
Yeah, that was yours, too?
Yeah, it was.
I think mine was earlier in the season when they had the field day at the house.
Yeah, that was really cute.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we saw, like, Melania, like, get all crazy. Gia get a little crazy. And we were really starting to see her personality come out. But that was one of my favorite moments. And I'll have to say, too, that I was surprised that we didn't see the Manzo brothers on the reunion. Yeah. Like, were you expecting to see them at all?
No. I think they're like, whatever. They're like, bye. They're onto the business thing. They're
exactly.
smart.
They're like, smart. They, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I think it's time for some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Ooh, sexual. Diana.
That's scary.
That's more like Halloween. That's my getting ready for.
That's my tranny voice.
Predictions.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw some stuff out there and you guys tell me what you think. So, do we think Teresa is going to return for another season?
Oh. Of course.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are any of them, are they all going to come back? There's no season without the rest of them.
I wouldn't say that so quickly.
You think that they're going to get new cast?
Not a whole new cast, but I don't think we're going to see everybody returning.
Really? I don't think we're going to see Jacqueline.
I could bet some money on that, just because of everything she's going with in her personal life.
I think she wants to keep her personal.
If they don't reconcile anything, or at least get to talking terms, there will be no show, though, because they're not going to have Teresa just doing her own thing separate from... They're going to give... How could they do a show with just Teresa
Real Housewives of New Jersey, perfect example. They got rid of 3 cast members.
Wait,
they
New
got
York-y?
Rid of. I'm sorry, New York. Sorry.
Right.
Real Housewives
no,
of New
right,
York.
Bethany,
they got rid of Jill. They got rid of Alex. They got rid of Kelly Ben Simone. Mm-hmm. So I would never say never.
Would they keep? I see. But the thing is, the problem is Melissa and Kathy they're a tag team. So like, if they stayed, Teresa wouldn't be in that one, right? Or vice versa. If Teresa's in it, would they kick up Melissa and Kathy because they're not going to. If they don't start talking.
You know what I could see happening?
So tricky.
I could see one of Teresa's sisters, or not Teresa, Melissa's sisters coming on as a cast and replacing somebody.
I can see Kim D coming on.
Maybe, I could also see Caroline not returning.
Maybe she's,
I don't know.
She's done.
I don't think Caroline would go out like that. I think she needs to
redeem herself
as Mama Bear, you know?
Yeah. And finally, one last prediction. Do we think Teresa and her brother Joe are finally going to bury the hatchet?
It's going to be like this.
Or do you think it's going to go on?
For me,
on?
As long as Melissa's in the picture, it's going to be forever. And it's not fair to her. I think it'll be forever. I almost see Melissa down the line somewhere. Ooh, I don't know if her and Joe will. I honestly don't know.
Wait, who and
I don't
Joe?
Have
Melissa
time to get
Joe?
Into this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see them.
I don't see her.
Because I see her getting over all this drama and just getting, as much as, like, he loves her, he would never leave her, but I almost see.
You can kind of see that she's kind of over
him
right now.
I know.
Did you kind of see that? Her body language? Like, when he was, like, tearing behind her, she was, like, there was no, like, affection. There was no sympathy. There was just, like.
I don't know. Like, obviously, I don't have time to dig into it, but I. prediction?
Next season.
So you are predicting strife between Melissa and Joe Gorka.
I do.
And their marriage.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
A little bit.
I saw that too.
Well, I guess you guys are going to have to stay tuned. I don't know what next year for the next season. Come back to AfterBuzz.
Thank you all for tuning in and following us.
I know. Thank you so much for tuning in, for your comments, for your ratings, for your calling in. Thank you, Joanne. We had a really great season, you know, doing this after show for you guys. We are super fans of the show, just like you. Please continue to rate us and comment. Do you guys have any words of
wisdom? No, thank you guys so much for tuning in this season and just going along with us for the ride. And we really appreciated your comments, good, bad, or indifferent, especially towards me. I loved it. I appreciate it. These are just our opinions, and we're so happy that you guys shared yours.
And we're here to voice them, so thank you, because we appreciate everything. And you were all part of the conversation together, so really, really appreciate it. Yeah. And loved having everyone together.
Thanks, guys. And if you're a fan of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, make sure you come back and check us out on November 5th. Yes.
Thank you.
For an after show for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll be dishing more.
Beverly Hills,
darling. She. Okay, bye, guys. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @itsusanhahn.
Me at Adrian Vero on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn. You can find me at two places, actually. One, you can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's GO2GirlTV. And you can find me on The Stylish Channel. It's a premium YouTube channel. And there's a show called The Stylish Finds. Check me out for like all kinds of great fashion deals and sales and giveaways and stuff like that. It's every Monday on YouTube. Bye.
And I gotta say, I just have to say, I loved engineering the show.
Oh, Marissa, we love you, Marissa. Shout out to Marissa in the booth. We love her. She makes it all happen.
She does.
Yes.
She makes sure everything runs smoothly. She puts up with us when we're
out of control, drinking water
and special water. But thank you, Marissa.
Thank you, Marissa. We love you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.